It's a chilly morning.
It's worse than that because it's windy out there. It has been, so it's even colder. That wind chill factor, it's all the way down to 30.
Okay.
What it feels like out there. It's freaking cold out there.
It's hell's a cold. I like it, though.
I mean, it's nice in the afternoon, but it is a freezing.
Dude, I walked to the Kylie pop-up shop yesterday.
Oh, God, yes. How was that?
Girl, there was a long-ass line. I wasn't going to wait in there, but it was, like, hot in the sun, but, like, freezing in the shade.
Yeah,
and
one
the,
of those
like,
days.
The shop was in the shade, so I was like, I'm not going to wait in line for an hour.
Really? Like, that long of a line?
Yes. And my sister was like, come on, let's just wait. I'm like, girl, no. Oh, her like, lipstick hurts my lips anyways.
Well,
it's
then what
dry.
Were you doing over there?
Because
anyway?
I want to go in there and see it.
You
I
wanted
like
to get on your Insta story. That's
trust me. When I went to South Beach, I went into the Kardashian store that was there. They ain't that exciting.
No.
Everything is overpriced. You can get a candle for $50, mm-hmm. a bunch of Hoochie Mama clothes for $300, and nobody is buying anything. People are just sitting there looking. There's three security guards per person, mm-hmm. and then you leave. So don't bother.
It's all hype, though, because there's hella people in line. I'm like, I bet there's three people in there, like, shopping at a time.
Yeah,
and
to
they
make
just
it
want
look
people,
like,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called, it's demand. You make mm-hmm. it look like that, and then people want it
I
more.
Know, and her, like, lip glosses are, like, $47. I'm like, these little girls, how they got money like that?
They steal it from their parents.
They sure do.
I think that's why they do a pop-up. Because like,
first of all, those little girls,
excitement.
Those little girls are supposed to be in school.
Right?
So they shouldn't be at the pop-up.
I know. I was eyeballing the Museum of Ice Cream next door. That's where I wanted to go.
Well, you and I are supposed to go there.
Yeah, we have to.
I'll go and look because we could go during the week, at like noon.
Well, it's always sold out. You got to be on their email.
No, they know. You can get tickets like at noon on a Tuesday.
Oh,
which
okay.
we can go because I've looked before because I was going to take John, but he can never go during the week at that time. So you and I can make that happen.
Let's do it.
Ice cream first, then
Kylie pop up.
No, I was thinking more ice cream first, Jameson second.
Oh yes, ooh, a Jameson float.
There you go.
I'm not sure they offer that flavor though, or that thing at that ice cream museum.
No, we go there first for the ice cream.
Far,
we
right
move
here.
Secondly to B's restaurant.
All right,
Shan's favorite hangout.
Okay. A dirty on to 30 coming up here. Less than 20 minutes. One celebrity agrees with us about Meghan Markle's dress. We'll get to that inside the dirty. And we got to look forward to the big money minute, too, right after 720. $4,500 in the jackpot this morning. That's right. $4,500. And I hope we get a winner today. Barack and Michelle Obama are going into the TV business. They've linked up with Netflix, is signing a multi-year deal to produce films and shows for that streaming service. Terms of that deal were not revealed, but you know, Netflix got a lot of money. And I'm sure Barack and Michelle are going to they're going to earn a lot of money from this entire thing. They're going to do documentaries, docuseries, movie features. In fact, there was a statement from Barack Obama saying that he and Michelle have met a lot of people while in service to the public. So they want to tell those stories in this.
So we want to cash in.
Yeah. There you
Smart.
Go.
We met a lot of people through the years. Now it's time for us to cash in. You don't make crap being a politician. I got to do this now.
Isn't being president, they only pay you like $250,000?
I believe they pay you
$400,000. Oh, now they went up?
I think,
yeah,
it's, been, I think it's been that way, but you can, there's a simple way to figure that out.
Okay,
you just Google it. But I believe you make 400 grand or somewhere around that.
And I would imagine that the people that they decide to feature in these things will make some money.
You get free food.
Well, yeah.
You get free food.
Yeah, they'll get the free food.
So he averages $400,000 a year with 19 vacation days a year. Works 91 hours a week.
I think there's somebody in the office that is blowing the doors off 19 vacation days. Shan, how many vacation days do you get? I know you count.
You know what? I get 3 weeks.
So that's 15 days.
That's 15
days, yeah. Okay. But I'd like to be on the morning show vacation schedule where y'all get 5.
Listen, I will admit, through the years we have earned vacation days. I know everybody likes to complain about it, including the listeners. I love you. Y'all love to complain when we leave. We get 25 days. Yes, we earned those, Shan. However, we do have a boss who does not like to let us have those.
Uh-huh.
And listen, I got to go in there with like a rope, a whip, a gun, and threaten and cry to just take them.
I've literally walked into his office and he looks at me. He's like, "What can I help you with?" I'm like, "Oh, I forgot."
Like, I get scared. I've been getting scared this whole week.
Yeah, because you know, like, it's off the table.
He does not like for people to take their vacation days. And I'm sure 888-456-9970. Do you agree with our boss? You do not like it? You do not like to approve our vacation days?
These, all these other companies, they have, like, unlimited vacation days.
Chan, that's not true.
Yeah, I don't know.
People don't have unlimited. Chan, they do not. You hear, you just make these things up.
People tell me. People tell me these things. They do not.
Although, if you're owned by a European company, like my friend works for Genentech, they don't hassle over vacation. And in fact, after you work there, I believe it's 5 years, you get a 6-week sabbatical. So my friend who worked there combined her sabbatical with her 3 weeks vacation, and she went to Europe for 9 weeks.
How do you even have a job when you get back?
Is because that sabbatical paid?
Yes, of course it is. Because you just...
They just care about you.
Plus, there are so many. You know what? I would say this company we work for now cares about us way more than any company I've ever worked for in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're way nicer here than they are anywhere I've ever worked.
This is true.
And trust me, I ain't saying that because I'm trying to kiss ass, because I've never kissed anybody's butt that I've worked for. But these people are actually nice.
Yeah, we got into a good one here. Hey, and since we're on the topic of Netflix, a new earnings report is out saying a Netflix original business, renting DVDs through the mail. Anybody still doing this? 888-456-9970. They're still doing really, really well. About 3 million people still get their DVDs, and they're making nearly $100 million from them, and it only costs about half that to keep this business afloat. So that's a really good business to stay in for Netflix, and so they're going to keep sending you DVDs, and if you wanted to do that again, it's like $5 a month now, so it's like super cheap. And we're still unpacking the royal wedding from the weekend. Yesterday we were talking about Meghan Markle's wedding dress. We all agreed that she's beautiful, but the dress was a bit frumpy. Well, Entertainment Tonight caught up with Katy Perry right before American Idol on Sunday night, asked her thoughts about the dress, and Katy Perry, she agreed with us.
I would have done one more fitting.
Of course. Let me tell you, that dress...
Kate won. I'm sorry. I'm never not going to tell the truth. One more fitting.
Katy Perry giving the win to Kate Middleton in the Better Royal Wedding Dress competition. And several sites have compared Meghan and Kate's wedding dress, and Kate is the clear winner, mostly just because the dress...
Listen, I love Katy Perry, but I've seen some of the things she wore on American Idol. I don't know that she needs to be talking about anybody's dresses. That red thing she wore the other night. I mean, and I do love Katie. Like, I love her. I took her fight in every, or her side in every fight she's been in and all that stuff. But she was not a good judge on American Idol. She told those people they were good when they suck. So I love you, but I don't know if you need to be talking about her dress where your stuff is not on point.
Well, maybe she'll do better next season because American Idol just got picked up for another season on ABC.
I don't know how. I saw a few episodes. It's horrible. If you're watching it, what was the appeal? I know some chick just won, and I tried to... Even my mom, I was home, and it was on, and my mom was like, turn it off. This is horrible. And my mom, it's not like my mom's old and she doesn't like it. She loves The Voice. Like, she texts me... Every time The Voice is on, my mom is texting me, oh, my God, this is so funny. Kelly Clarkson's making me laugh. This one's so good. Blah, 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 blah. So AI is bad. Like, it's just a bad show
I think a listener said this a few weeks ago. Like, all of the good ones got voted off. Like, anybody who was interesting, out. And then you wind up with, well, her name is Maddie Poppy. And she was a bit different, but still, I didn't get it. I didn't understand the winner. But either way, that was your American Idol for this season. 6:32, that'll do it for the Dirty. Sassy Sports is coming up next.
A huge game tonight for the Golden State Warriors, but they're going to have to play without one of their superstars. I'll tell you who's going to be missing next in Sassy Sports.
Dirty on the 30 is sponsored by Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange, brewed with real lime and orange peels. New for summer. Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange, brewed with pride.
There's a lot of money inside that Big Money Minute jackpot. It is $4,500 cash. After 7:20, you will take your shot.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Dan, give me that Warrior shout.
Hey, right here.
Warrior! Going to be a lot of that tonight at Oracle Arena, and it is a huge night for the Warriors. I don't want to put pressure on any of the guys, but the fans, you need to get crunk tonight because Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals carries huge ramifications. It is basically the difference in taking a commanding 3-1 lead and being a game away from sealing the series. That's with a win. If they lose tonight, they lose home court advantage. They go back to Houston with the series tied. So, I mean, you're either tonight with a win, you are on the brink of heading to the NBA Finals for the fourth year in a row. If you don't win tonight, well, then you lose home court advantage. So tonight's game is huge. So we need all this screaming right here. I don't know if you saw the game on Sunday night, but they always show, they have that DJ on the outside, on the upper level, outside of Oracle. Showed all the fans afterward, and they are like, going crazy. And John and I were making fun of these two white girls who didn't know how to dance in the middle, and I'm like, girl, you need to get some dance moves, especially if you're going to be in Oakland. You need to get some dance moves down, but it gets crazy at Oracle Arena, especially during the playoffs. I love that DJ who plays outside. So they need it tonight. That will edge them very close to heading to their fourth straight NBA Finals. Unfortunately, they're going to have to do it tonight, probably without starter Andre Iguodala. He is listed as doubtful for tonight's game after twisting his knee in the fourth quarter of Sunday night's game. So we will be down a guy, but hopefully Steph Curry will continue with his hot hand. KD has been hot. If we could get Klay to start hitting some threes. Come on, Klay. Stop worrying about those ladies over there. I know you're a ladies' man. Stop worrying about your dog right now. And let's do it. I know you like to hang out with your dog.
Yes.
But let's get these threes to start falling for you, Klay. We need you tonight. So hopefully.
Well, this team, like anybody, could get hot on any given night. So maybe it is Klay's turn.
Well, Klay, it's been a while since Klay been hot.
All right.
From the three-point line.
He's due.
It's time for Klay to get that shot to fall. And trust me, Klay, I will reward you handsomely if you are able to do that.
Don't discourage him.
You don't have to worry about the ladies anymore. I'll take care of everything. Hey, and you heard it here first. I called it. Yes, Nikki Bella and John Cena are basically back together. Did I call it?
This soap opera.
I called it when it happened. Mm-hmm. When they broke up, I called it. This is actually John Cena talking to Nikki Bella yesterday.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. But he can't. Oh,
it's that kind of relationship.
It's just over a month after these two announced their split. And I don't want to say that it is for publicity or that this wasn't real or this was planned out. But is it any wonder that they are back together just days after the premiere of Total Bellas?
I can't believe it. Oh, my God. It's funny how these things work out. So coincidental.
Is that a coincidence?
It's either a big coincidence.
Oh, my God. The stars have aligned.
The producers paid them a little extra.
I mean, Saturday, they were suddenly and mysteriously photographed together on Saturday walking through her neighborhood in San Diego. Right before the premiere of Sunday's season 3 episode. And then just yesterday, it was announced that they're basically back together just a day after the premiere. Funny how those two things are sandwiched.
I will be checking out to see what the ratings were like for Total Bellas. Mm-hmm. We'll see how well that does. I think they come out on Wednesday for that type for a cable show.
John has said it publicly. He was too pig-headed and did not want to change many of his stances. But you see, in episode 1, he finally, you know, if you watched episode 1, finally he allows people to wear shoes in the house. So he broke that rule. He finally let people sit wherever they want to sit. They don't have assigned seats.
What's he like,
anymore.
A grandma with the plastic covering? Don't want anybody sitting on the sofa.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, he's crazy if you watch the stuff. I mean, he has... in season two, he unveiled, like, these are the house rules. If you're going to come visit, then you have to follow my rules. You can't have your shoes. You can't sit here. You can't do this.
So strange. So,
you can come see me. I got
Lisa
rules.
You're like, I'll be like, I'll wait outside.
Like, while they're having dinner. You sit outside.
I'll sit out on the patio.
You sit outside. And, like, you're sitting
in my
out,
car.
You're sitting outside drinking Jameson. Well, these two appear to be back together because he has finally agreed that he will have kids if Nikki wants to have kids. So, not saying it was a publicity stunt, but it looks like a publicity stunt out there. Give us your thoughts on that at 888-456-9970. And you will be back for Sassy Sports at this time tomorrow talking about a huge Warriors victory. That's coming up tomorrow. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it. And you know, I had a very embarrassing thing happen to me. Last week, I met a friend for lunch, and I had no wallet.
Oh.
Do you know someone who does this a lot, though? 888-456-9970. We'll take your calls next.